Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 39. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies again. Tonight, lows level off around 21. High of 59. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 27.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers now planning for the year ahead. Many have continued to grapple with some of the challenges from last year that offered more than one whipsaw event for producers to navigate. Michael Clements with more.
Tim Andreessen, Managing Director of Agricultural Products at CME Group, says his biggest takeaway from 2021 is that price risk isn't going away anytime soon.
If tight fundamentals aren't enough, uncertainty was a big theme again last year, with factors like the pandemic and severe supply chain disruptions helping to contribute to elevated volatility levels, especially in key parts of the growing season. In fact, CME Group's CVOL index that measures volatility across all of our agricultural products hit a high of 46% in June, primarily driven by corn. These are among the highest levels since 2008. As our customers navigate this volatility, we saw a record number of producers using the flexibility of options products to mitigate price risk, lock in margins, and manage cash flows. Trading activities across the entire agricultural options complex reached an all-time high average daily volume of 274,000 contracts last year. Record amount of this volume came from non-standard options like our short-dated new crop and weekly products. A record number of market participants are seeing the value of how these options fit into their marketing plan.
Andreessen says producers have a lot on their mind as they plan for 2022.
We would expect many producers could be nervous if they look at high input costs and the uncertainty, but also optimistic that the market will give them an opportunity to lock in profits. I think they are all acutely aware of how important an effective marketing plan will be in 2022. At CME, we want to continue to provide them with the tools they need to manage risk as effectively as possible and to understand how options products can fit into their marketing plan, as well as where they can go for good sources of information.
Michael Clements reporting.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Shawnee County authorities arrested two people Thursday in a narcotics investigation. The Topeka Police Department says their narcotics unit and the Shawnee County Drug Task Force served a search warrant in the 1700 block of Southeast Sage Street. Their search turned up meth, cocaine, marijuana, and a firearm. Ian Hudson, 33, and Keona Jones, 27, were both arrested for the possession and intent to distribute those drugs within 1,000 feet of a school, criminal possession of a firearm by a felon, and aggravated child endangerment. Hudson was also booked for domestic battery. The El Dorado Police Department has released the name of the person who died in a house fire on Tuesday. The El Dorado Police Department and the El Dorado Fire Department responded to a house fire in the 1300 block of Douglas. When first responders arrived on the scene, they found one person dead inside the home. That person has been identified as Rebecca Switzer. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
An Ellis County judge has ruled that a 27-year-old man will face trial for his wife's death in 2019. Colby Trickle was charged and pleaded not guilty last July to first-degree murder in the death of 26-year-old Kristen Trickle on Halloween 2019. Prosecutors allege he feloniously and intentionally, with premeditation, shot Kristen in the head with a revolver and then lied to investigators by telling she had taken her own life. A judge ruled that there was enough evidence for the case to go to trial. Kristen's family has denied she was never suicidal, that she hated guns, and she would have never picked one up to harm anyone, including herself. A 26-year-old man who police said led authorities on a chase before shooting at deputies and barricading himself in a West Wichita hotel room was charged on Thursday. Corey Anziana of Wichita made his first court appearance on Thursday and was charged with two counts of fleeing or attempting to elude, two counts of aggravated assault, criminal possession of a weapon by a felon, and possession of drug paraphernalia. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. This winter, they're also stocking bird feed mix and sunflower seed. They have a Culligan water softener salt at After Hours Feed Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Holler at Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply at Blue Rapids.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A teachers union has accused the Grand Island Public Schools District of misclassifying several teachers as substitutes, even though they essentially work as full-time teachers. The Grand Island Education Association said that's an unfair labor practice that underpays those teachers by up to several thousand dollars. The association says in a news release that it has filed a complaint over the practice with Nebraska's Commission of Industrial Relations. The number of virus hospitalizations in Nebraska exceeds a level that was supposed to trigger new restrictions from the state, but Governor Pete Ricketts says those aren't needed because hospitals are already limiting surgeries. State health officials said 741 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 on Wednesday. That is up significantly since last December, when 445 people were hospitalized. But officials at CHI Health said there are some encouraging signs in national and state data that the Omicron variant may be near its peak. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February and you'll get a 15% discount on labor, or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area schools continue battling student absences as well as staff shortages due to the seasonal flu and continued COVID issues locally. Marshall County was down to 139 active cases earlier this week, down by nearly one-third from a week ago. 24 students at Marysville Junior Senior High were reported positive during a recent count. Administration's developing backup plans in the case of significant teacher shortages. Lynn schools closed for 2 days earlier this month in response to increased absences. Kansas Department of Health has released updated guidelines as to contact tracing. Schools have responded with policy adjustments, which include parents being responsible for advising close contacts, and the same applies for other individuals who contract COVID testing positive. At-home test kits are being mailed by request, and some pharmacies now have test kits available that may be funded through insurance. A fund to accept donations for medical and travel expenses has been opened for the Jen Horn family at First Commerce Bank. She was transferred last week to the KU Med Center with complications from COVID that resulted in a stroke while a patient at CMH in Marysville earlier this month. The account is in the name of her husband, Wyatt Horn, He and their teenage son Nathan are staying near the University of Kansas Hospital, where Jen has been a patient since last week. Jen Horn was radio host and ad executive here at KNDY and has been with the station for the past 5.5 years. Again, the fundraising account at First Commerce Bank in Marysville and Blue Rapids. Marshall County Conservation District held their 81st annual meeting Wednesday in Marysville. Soil Conservation Awards were presented to the Tegetoff Family Trust of Beatty and Larry and Amy Dittmer of Marysville, with the Grassland Award going to Robert and Ellen Cook of Axtell. Bids were recently approved for highway construction and maintenance projects in Kansas, including signage in several north-central counties, including Marshall, Clay, Riley, and Pottawatomie. A $2.8 million bridge project in Washington County over Ash Creek on K-15, 5 miles north of the K-9 intersection, was also approved. Blue Valley Technologies is planning a fiber-to-the-home project in Marysville. The engineering phase is currently underway before physical work can begin. More specific information will be released as to additional timelines. The company updated Marysville's coaxial network in 2015 and deployed fiber to the business district a year later. The company provides high-speed internet, telephone, and cable television services over its current network. Blue Valley continues to evaluate the feasibility of fiber deployment to other areas. Fiber projects currently underway include the city of Bern, the rural area east of Winifred, and the rural area north of Frankfort. A proposal by Evergy to deal with the significant price hikes for gas and electric use last February remain under consideration by the Kansas Corporation Commission. Approval was granted this week for customers of Black Hills Energy to pay added costs out over a 5-year period. That agreement will have the average residential customers paying nearly $700 in added costs for the 10-day cold snap a year ago. Foul play is not suspected in the death of two Pawnee County family members discovered at their residence near Humboldt Wednesday. A welfare check was requested after mail had not been picked up for several weeks. Authorities found 86-year-old Isla Dobrovolny and 55-year-old Dirk Dobrovolny dead at the home. Investigation continues, but again, foul play is not suspected.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. After a chilly start to our week this week, we will shape up to have a pretty nice weekend across the Midwest. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout Friday and throughout the weekend, and conditions will continue to stay fairly dry throughout the region. Some polar air will sit above the eastern and central portions of Iowa today before warming up throughout Saturday. Today, we can expect to see highs ranging in the lower teens and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-30s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 20s to mid-30s throughout Missouri. Staying fairly mild throughout the region overnight tonight. Tonight, we can expect to see lows in the single digits and upper teens throughout Iowa, the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Nebraska, the lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the lower teens through lower 20s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January 40, record high in the state 69. The average low 19, the record 20 below zero. Sunrise this morning at 7:37, sunset this evening at 5:43.
Need to soothe a scratchy winter throat? Our recipe for a healthy homemade whistle wetter is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 28th, the 28th day of the year. Alan Alda turns 86 today, and future site of swimming pools and movie stars, the city of Beverly Hills was incorporated on this day in 1914. If a midwinter cold or just dry indoor air has you battling a scratchy throat, here's a soothing home remedy. Start with a fresh lemon. Squeeze 2 tablespoons of juice and mix with a cup of warm water. Sweeten with 2 teaspoons of honey, then spice it up with a dash of cinnamon. Some recipes add a few drops of ginger juice. To get the full benefit of vitamin C, use warm but not boiling water. Excessive heat can break down the vitamin C content. Many who take a drink daily claim it strengthens both the digestive and immune systems. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Saturday, the Big 12 SEC Challenge takes center stage with lots of games on tap. Beginning at 11 a.m. on ESPN2, number 19 LSU travels to TCU. Oklahoma goes to number 1 Auburn at 1 o'clock. Missouri is at number 23 Iowa State at 1 o'clock. West Virginia at Arkansas at 1 o'clock. Number 4 Baylor is at Alabama for a 3 p.m. tip. Kansas State at Ole Miss also at 3 o'clock. Oklahoma State at Florida, once again at 3 o'clock. Number 12 Kentucky travels to number 5 Kansas for a 5 o'clock tip. Mississippi State at number 13 Texas Tech for a 5 tip, and number 18 Tennessee at Texas, and that tip begins at 7 o'clock. All games will be on ESPN, ESPN2, or ESPNU. Kansas City Chief Safety Tyrann Mathieu returned to practice on Thursday after being placed in the NFL's concussion protocol. His status for the AFC Championship game against the Bengals is still in the air. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Kansas City Chiefs have played 5 NFL teams twice this season. 5 rematches, 5 opportunities for quarterback Patrick Mahomes to see an opposition's game plan ahead of time, then assess and adjust. Mahomes is 5-0 in rematches this season, twice beating a team the Chiefs lost to earlier in the year. He's thrown 15 touchdowns and just 2 interceptions and has averaged 344 passing yards per game in the second meeting. Now Mahomes gets another shot in the AFC Championship game at 2:05 p.m. on Sunday, this one on his home field. And if you remember, the storyline worked out okay last week against the Bills.
After stopping a four-game slide, Wichita State looks to build some positive momentum Saturday morning when it travels to New Orleans for an American Athletic Conference matchup against the Tulane Green Wave at 11 a.m. The defending champs were 0-4 in league play prior to the win, which was their first in 35 days. Game time against the Tulane Wave is 11 a.m. on ESPNU. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Thursday, first round action of the MAC Classic in McPherson. The Marysville girls fell to Shawnee Mission South 43-26. Marysville squares off with Manhattan Friday at 3. Manhattan fell to Olathe South 48-34. Shawnee Mission Northwest beat Wichita Northwest 75-27. And McPherson topped Clearwater 39-34. Again, Marysville girls fall to Shawnee Mission South and face Manhattan Friday afternoon at 3. High school basketball in our Friday feature game, Hanover entertains Centralia. Girls tip off around 6 on Key NDY FM, 95.5. Boys action to follow. Marysville boys at Nema Hall Central. Varsity tip off about 7:30 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights entertains Wetmore. Frankfort travels to Clifton Clyde. Axtell is host to Riverside, Washington County home to Troy, and Lynn tips off at Onega.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Increase your indoor gardening success by matching plants to your indoor light conditions. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. An east or west-facing window provides enough light for most indoor plants. Keep those that need brighter light within 2 feet of the window. Move them to a south-facing window in winter if needed. Grow low-light plants near a north-facing window or up to 6 feet back or off to the side of an east or west-facing window. Keep in mind shears, awnings, trees, and nearby structures can impact the amount of light reaching indoor plants. Give plants an occasional turn for more even growth. Turn low-light plants 45 degrees each time you water and those in brighter locations 90 degrees every month or two. Overcome light limitations, keep plants healthy, and expand your plant palette by supplementing with artificial lights. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Great train robberies are the stuff of Wild West movies. In real life, though, the first such event occurred here. Today we travel to the spot where an infamous gang pulled the rails and waited for a big payday. The surprise they received is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. And we were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It was the summer of 1873, and one group of men were looking to strike it rich.
Jesse James and his gang came to Adair, and they stayed a couple of days, meeting friends, eat with the folks around there and getting acquainted with them and knowing the area.
Jack Mitchell recalls the story from the Adair County, Iowa Historical Society.
They sent a couple of gang members into Council Bluffs to find out when the train was coming through because they heard there was a large gold shipment that was going to arrive on the rails.
Jesse received word that the shipment was headed through Adair, Iowa on July 21st. That afternoon, gang members went to the home of the rail section foreman and bought food from his wife. It was a cover for other gang members to break into a nearby tool shed and get the equipment they needed for the train robbery.
So they go out and they pull a few rails out. The train came. The engine fell off on the side and killed the engineer. And when they went to check the train, there wasn't any gold shipment on it. It had been decided to be shipped at a later date.
The gang robbed the passengers of about $3,000 in currency, but it was the huge gold shipment they were after. The event has been credited as the first train robbery in the West and the first robbery of a moving train. At least, that's what the folks in Adair County claim. There's a marker to share that fact.
They have a big wheel off of one of the drive train wheels. Just a memorial telling about the first train robbery in the United States was held there.
A reward was issued for the capture of Jesse James, but he would not meet his demise until nearly 9 years later when he was shot by a fellow gang member, Bob Ford, in St. Joseph, Missouri. Traveling the countryside. In Adair County, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Goats don't need fancy housing, but when a doe is ready to kid, give her a place of her own. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. A kidding pen will bring comfort to the new little family as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
As your goats get closer to giving birth, build them a kidding pen. It provides them a safe place to give birth and bond with their babies. Penn State livestock educator Linda Spar likes mesh panels with see-through grids. They're comforting to the does because they get the nose-to-nose contact with other goats. A mama goat that can't see out can become agitated. You don't need a lot of space. A 4x4 kidding pen is usually enough room.
If you make it too big, then the doe gets in there and, you know, she can ignore her babies. If she doesn't like them, they can get a lot more, get up and go and do a lot more harm to their babies if you give them too much room. And a 4x4, she can stand up, she can turn around, she can bed down in the corner. The kids still have room to lay. She's forced to be close to them, but not so close that she lays on them.
Spar says the number one killer of baby goats is a floor draft. They can develop pneumonia or hypothermia, so make sure the barn has a venting system that allows cold air to only come in at the top of the building. She doesn't recommend adding heat to the pen unless absolutely necessary. A plastic dog kennel is a safe and simple way to keep them snug.
Put one of those in the corner, bed it up really nice, and they'll lay in there. And because they'll lay in there together, they'll really stay warm, and body heat will keep them warmer. So obviously, there are places in the country where it's extremely cold. You can get a heating mat. They're used mainly in farrowing barns with baby pigs, but they work really well for goats as well.
About a week after kidding, make a creep area in a warm corner where kids of similar size can be together. Arrange the panels so that the kids can get in, but the does can't. This allows the little ones to escape or rest. Learn more about kidding pens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Standing cold and scared on top of Blue Hill. Then came the moment when I lost my will. I prayed for mercy, please don't take me away. Give me the sunshine when I only see gray. I've been cheated and I've been misunderstood. I've been washed up, I've been put down and told I'm no good. But with you I belong, 'cause you help me be strong. There's a change in my life since you came along.
Misunderstood.
I said I've been washed up and put down, and I've been torn up. You are here.
changed in my life since you came along. Whoa, whoa, yeah, whoa.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The Bethlehem Lutheran Men's Club will host their annual Groundhog Pancake Feed this Sunday, January 30th. Serving starts at 4:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Parish Hall, rural Bremen. Free will donation? Don't miss the annual Groundhog Pancake Feed. Sunday, serving starts at 4:30 at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Bremen.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2019 Chevy Traverse, leather interior with 31,100 miles, a 2017 Chevy Equinox Premier Edition, 2014 Chevy Traverse, and a 2005 Buick Rendezvous priced under $7,000 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Canadian researchers are refining a process to turn canola meal into biofuel. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
SIBO Technologies is focused on scaling regenerative agriculture. That's why we've created a program to remove the risk of starting new regenerative and carbon sequestering farming practices. The program is called SIBO Carbon Bridge, and it's free for corn and soybean farmers who own some or all of the land they farm. SIBO Carbon Bridge pays farmers up to $35 an acre in year one for implementing new regenerative practices. It pays again in years two and three. The idea is to ease the transition into regeneration by rewarding growers for converting to climate-resilient practices that will both improve the soil and help solve climate change. Space and time are limited for this year's program, so growers should act now to sign up and see if they qualify. Learn more at sibotechnologies.com/carbon.
In 2019, Canada produced more than 18 million metric tons of canola. After crushing the seed for oil, some of the remaining meal is fed to cattle locally and some is exported. The rest, according to A.J. Delai, has potential as a fuel source for heating or power generation. Delai is a research chair at the University of Saskatchewan and has spent the last 5 years developing a pelletizing process for canola meal.
The forest sector has been very successful. They take the sawdust, which has not much use, and they convert that to pellet and export it. So now, if we have a lot of canola meal available and we don't have enough cattle to eat them, hopefully that material would be available for making biopellets, so hopefully it will be economically viable.
Delai says this is a good option for dealing with excess canola meal.
So why not utilize part of this renewable organic materials we have and complement that with the energy so that the carbon that we emit in terms of carbon dioxide is the one that is captured by these plants to grow through photosynthesis. So hopefully this is a more like a neutral process in emitting carbon dioxide.
The project is now about to scale up pellet production. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Farm Bureau will gather at the Young Farmers and Ranchers Leadership Conference that's set for February 25th through the 28th in Louisville, Kentucky. And the YF&R committee member Sally Turpin of Wisconsin says that the event brings together young volunteer leaders across the U.S. in the agricultural industry.
The Young Farmers and Ranchers Leadership Conference is a national-level Farm Bureau conference geared towards members from ages 18 to 35, bringing together people from across the country to share and grow together to build a stronger Farm Bureau.
She goes on to explain that what attendees could expect from the Leadership Conference for 2022.
The conference will feature engaging keynote speakers, including Dr. Delatoro McNeil, Braxton Nielsen, and President Zippy Duval, a variety of breakout sessions, tours, and evening events, including a Derby theme night at the Kentucky Derby Museum. Young farmers and ranchers should attend if they're looking for educational and networking opportunities with others from across the country. I know when I first attended a national level conference, it was pretty neat to be hearing perspectives from across the nation and learning about different crops and different challenges that others face.
Turpin goes on to add that you can't register for the event online to be able to attend no matter where you're coming from.
Registration ends at noon Eastern on February 4th, which is next Friday. Anybody interested in attending can go to the American Farm Bureau website and look under the events tab.
Again, you can find more information and to be able to register for the event online at fb.org/events for the 2022 Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference on February 25th through the 28th. That's set to take place in Louisville, Kentucky. The Farm Bureau did just wrap up previously their 2022 American Farm Bureau Convention. That was January 7th through the 12th as well. Well, that was the 103rd American Farm Bureau Convention that was held in Atlanta, Georgia. The Farm Bureau also says they're working on upcoming events as well, including the Women's Leadership Conference here in a few months as well. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans, go to aarp.org/veterans today.
January is all about cash at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Cash, 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 and more cash. With our giant progressive rollover, make a resolution to win every Saturday night. $1,500 giveaways every 30 minutes from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. What's not claimed gets added to a $20,000 drawing on January 29th at 10 p.m. And you could walk away with as much as $50,000. Make sure to earn entries with your Seven Clan Players Club card. And watch the progressive grow. Come rake in the cash.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The meat industry welcoming a California Superior Court judge decision that prohibits enforcement of the state's animal housing law regarding pork products until 6 months after final regulations have been published. But the California Department of Food and Agriculture, which is working to finalize the regs for Prop 12, characterizes the decision as narrow. The agency says the enforcement prohibition applies only to the groups that brought the challenge. That's the California Restaurant Association, California Retailers, California Hispanic Chamber, California Grocers, and Cruz and Son. A Sacramento County Superior Court said it's clear from the text of the law that voters believe the regulations should be in place before they're enforced. National Pork Producers and American Farm Bureau filing petitions in the U.S. Supreme Court to seek a review. The Bureau says the state court ruling shows why that review is important. The Swine Health Information Center started a coalition to study ideal methods for cleaning and disinfecting feed mills following a potential African swine fever outbreak. Other organizations, including the Institute of Feed Education and Research, the Animal Nutrition Association of Canada, and the United Soybean Board. The executive director, Paul Sundberg, of the group, says that they continue to look at all the ways diseases can get into and spread throughout the country. It's not just to identify pathways, but to do something about them and the kind of research that goes on. He said that once ASF virus gets into a feed mill, it will stay there for a long, long time, meaning that the work is essential to address the risk to the U.S. swine herd. This project will examine the optimal methods for disinfecting feed mills, paying close attention to feed manufacturing equipment that's not designed for disinfection. Again, he said, the work is essential to protecting the swine herd. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you buy Owens Corning Insulation, you can be confident of eliminating air leaks and cutting down your energy costs. Hometown Lumber and Hardware stocks Owens Corning ProCat blown-in insulation. And with your purchase of insulation, the blower is made available to use free of charge. Owens Corning ProCat blow-in insulation works great for insulating existing walls and ceilings, attics, basements, garages, and more. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Walleye could be a valuable addition for aquaculture operations. This desirable fish is easy on the palate and commands a high price. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Walleye are one of my favorite fish species to catch and eat. They are an emerging species for aquaculture operations and will command a good price for market-ready sizes. Walleye can be raised in ponds, cages, or tanks. However, they're a bit more high maintenance than some other species. Joe Morris is an extension aquaculture specialist at Iowa State University. He says walleye require high-quality, cool water conditions. They don't like bright light. It stresses them out. And they need to be trained to eat the high-protein commercial diet you provide for them rather than eating their siblings.
These are top predator fish, and so they're used to chasing live prey. They're not like catfish or used to eating all kinds of food substances. Walleye like to eat live prey. So what you're trying to do is convince them that that nugget of food you're trying to provide to them is something that they want to consume. So you got to deal with palatability and visibility of the palate.
When finding a market for walleye, he says it's important to know the social demographics of an area.
You deal with probably white tablecloth restaurants. Start with that. Go into the local seafood markets or grocery stores. I do see walleye being sold on and off than that, but they use it at the higher end. So you got to keep in mind that when they're selling them $10 or $12, if not more, I've seen them as much as $20 a pound on the retail side. You really have to think, how do you attract the consumer willing to pay that kind of money? And in what volume of animals are you going to be selling at that price?
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about raising walleye at agriculture.com.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Market wrapping up in just a little bit, mostly higher in the grains, mostly higher in the livestock is how we're going through the afternoon. We'll see if that wraps up that way as well. At the close in just a little bit in the corn market, they've continuously moved further into the green, seeing some gains. March corn up 9 1/4 at 634.5. We have Kansas City wheat for March up by 10 3/4. Today sitting at 804.25. Over in the bean market, March beans are up 25 cents right now. Doing some big gains, sitting at 14.73 1/4. We have the meal up $6.10 at 410.70, and the bean oil for March up $1.20 at 65.54. Cotton market, so they started off a little slow today, but seeing some gains up with March cotton up by $3.41 at 125.10. Canola also seeing some big gains up $23.80 at 10.30.90. Over in the oats market, oats are up 15.5 cents at 670.5. So definitely regaining some of the losses that we saw yesterday in the markets. Over in the livestock today, they started off kind of mixed, but mostly lower. They're mostly in the green right now, with live cattle for February up 65 cents at 138.45. We have the feeder cattle kind of mixed right now. March feeder cattle up 2 pennies at 159.52. April down by 2 pennies at 165.07. Lean hogs, they're mostly higher as well, with February lean hogs up 85 cents at 87.87. And the April lean hogs up 32 cents at $95 even. So not too bad across the board there. U.S. dollar index, we're seeing it slightly up, not a whole lot of movement on the board right now, though, as the March index is up just almost a penny at 97.24. The June is down by 13 cents at 97.02. 30-year bonds are up slightly at 155, and 10-year notes in the green for March up near 7 points at 127 at 28. Stock market started off slow, but we're seeing them in the green now as well, with the Dow Jones up 196 points, the S&P up by 50, the NASDAQ in the green by 233.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia, simple, transparent, fast, a better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what do we do with...
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY. you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce DeYerking.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.